Hi everyone, it's Kasha from Edison, New Jersey. I am conducting an interview of Jared. If you could introduce yourself, that would be great.
Yep, this is Jared Walpurgis from Northeastern University. It's 9:12 on December 8th. I give my consent for this interview to be recorded and then also uploaded to the COVID-19 archive.
It's a bit of a tongue twister. You hit all the spots there and I wanted to ask you, how have you been since our last talk? We did a similar interview about 3 to 4 months ago. I know that you're living on Northeastern University's campus, but please provide me with some updates.
Okay, well, me and my apartment did actually get COVID in between then and now. One of my roommates tested positive. The other three of us somehow didn't. I still don't know how that worked out. But we were sent to quarantine housing for 10 days. So I got the full Northeastern quarantine experience, which was very not great. We were given about half a day notice to move out. Not fully, of course. We just had to like grab a duffel bag with clothes and then go to an empty room in International Village and live there. So I had a very tiny
Wow.
dorm for about 10 days with provided food, and I couldn't leave.
Wow. Just you, yourself, and you, essentially,
Yep.
for 10 days. Wow. And how did your roommate get COVID? Like, did I thought Northeastern University is being super cautious about social distancing and following regulations. It like how did it come to be?
Well, we do follow COVID regulations. The only people we really interact with are other Northeastern students who also test negative like all the time.
Right.
So, but and we hardly leave our apartment, but especially when they got COVID, he doesn't go out that often. But I guess we just got it, or he got it specifically from just walking down Huntington, getting his mail, getting food, I guess, like getting takeout. Like somewhere along the line, it just coincidentally ended up in our apartment.
That's crazy, 'cause I mean, maybe this is a fabrication in my own mind, but usually we're told that if we're following the protocols, we're wearing a mask, we're social distancing. I know from you that Northeastern is trying to do all of those things, and it seems like all your roommates are following those regulations. It's crazy that he was even to get COVID. I didn't know that. I just thought it was going to be so rare.
Well, even with like everyone wearing masks, or hopefully everyone wearing masks, it just takes one person to screw that up. Like
Right.
masks only the masks that we use only really keep what we have in, like from us breathing out. Like if I had COVID, it would keep that COVID more in line for myself. But if somebody else had it and I was wearing a mask, it wouldn't do that much if they were to like breathe COVID into the air. Like the mask wouldn't do that much for me personally. So if somebody just didn't have a mask and they were a positive case walking around, then that creates a problem for everybody. So like this opposition we're seeing really is just causing problems for everybody. Like it's not our own responsibility, it's our responsibility to everybody. So not wearing a mask just is quite selfish, and all things considered.
Right. And we know that this is a relevant story for how many, not just how Northeastern's campus is reacting, but also just like America in general. But have we seen a similar story like this play out in history, especially when we've learned about so many pandemics? Has this theme of like rejecting protocols versus dissent ha shown up before?
Well, pretty prevalently in American history, like for just there's examples from every pandemic, but with the 1918 flu specifically, that was more modern. Like they did have a mask protocol back then too, and people were they there was a whole anti-mask council that was like formed to go against it. Like people actually formed a rebellion against wearing masks or masks like compulsory mask protocol, which I guess is a bit more over the top than what we're seeing now. No one's actually making a formalized league against it or anything, but it is still this idea of like, we don't want to be told what to do. The government can't control me, even if that's even if the government's trying, just trying in a way to contain the pandemic. Like even with vaccines that were being developed during when smallpox was a problem, people were against those. But I guess at the time for smallpox, it was a bit more, I guess it was more understandable because there weren't really vaccine regulations and no one really knew what a vaccine was. But
right.
So I guess it just becomes less and less reasonable as we get more modern.
Right, exactly. So what's your take on these, like the people who reject what is being recommended to them, especially when it's known to be successful, given that, you know, hundreds of years ago, there might have been instances. So like in smallpox, they didn't really have medical advice at their fingertips rather than now. Like, what is your take on the reactions now? And how do you think these reactions will play the rest of the pandemic for us?
Well, sort of, as I said, it's like the past is a little more reasonable. But like as we are becoming more modern, especially now with COVID, there's so much more information that people can just access. Like before vaccines, like the smallpox vaccine was literally made in secret. Like the cowpox inoculation against smallpox was conducted in secret, that experiment. Mm-hmm. But now vaccines and how they're being developed, what they are, like where these protocols are coming from, what the virus is, like you can just look that up. It's not like an educated elite that mostly has access to this information. Like anyone can access it. So just going against it for the sake of, I guess, protecting your civil liberties in a way, like that just seems mostly selfish. And like, you don't want to accept facts being presented to you, which I guess is a pretty American concept, especially these last 4 years, rejecting facts that are obviously true, but you just don't want to believe them, or having skepticism of the government or that the disease even exists. Some people still reject COVID as like a real problem, which is amazing considering how much the world and America especially is suffering from it. But
right. So as a closing question, like, what do you think it'll take to finally get everyone on the same page in America?
I'm not entirely sure, but with the past, people became a lot less oppositional to the smallpox vaccine when they saw how much it actually helped, or like that it did not turn them into cows or kill them.
Right.
So with now, I think there's enough current desperation for the quarantine to end. Like, I think everyone's slowly losing their minds. But I think also like seeing actual effects, especially of the COVID vaccine, will just motivate people to like take the step to solve it, like solve it for themselves and solve it for their community.
Gotcha. Well, I appreciate you taking this time to answer my questions. Thank you so much, Jared.
Yep. It was a pleasure.
Awesome. All right. Good night.
Night.